Yeah, I mean, I had a little bit of an issue at work, and my company decided that they felt I needed some direction and, a little bit of a reset, which was fine. And, I appreciate their investment into me. And, going into it, I don't want to say I was hesitant, but, typical, you're thinking, okay, here I go. I'm gonna, talk to a shrink, or, they're gonna break it down and analyze me, and, where did it start at your childhood and stuff like that. And, after our first conversation, I felt like, okay, this is totally different than what I expected. And, talking to you, Bruce, was really making me comfortable to open up. Didn't want to hold back anything. The way you approached it made me just want to feel real comfortable and open up and, spill my guts and, really just let it all go out, And that was different than what I expected going in, to be honest with you.
So what you're saying is you expected more of a doctor-patient relationship, or kind of
Yeah.
a I'd be with the notebook with my legs crossed.
Exactly. After our first or second session, I, it was more like a friend talking to a friend, over a beer or something like that, and just getting advice. And, that's what I liked about it a lot. It just made me really want to talk to you about it and get the input that you could give me to, make me a better manager, person, and so forth.
Well, great. And again, really appreciate, obviously it takes two to tango on these types of things, and definitely you more than did your part on it. The way this kind of shook out is that we used a book that talked about topics of anger. It wasn't necessarily and I'll let you know from the beginning, and you picked up on it very quick that it had a more of a relational, almost domestic focus to it, but the book did, but yet it had some really good techniques in it. So kind of talk about, do you think it was a good idea to have a little bit of both? Like, we had our discussion, but we had kind of a framework. Can you talk about what your thoughts were about having that book as part of the
Yeah,
framework?
sure. I mean, I thought the book, when I first started reading it, I'm like, what? I don't get this. It's not about me and my wife. It's about me and somebody at work. But as I started reading it more and, getting isolated, little pockets of topics and stuff like that, I said, okay, now, put aside the relationship part of it, but just start, looking at some of the things that you can do, not just at work, but in life. And then, sending you kind of a weekly update of what I read and then talking about it. And, that made a big difference too, because, I remember, having our conversations, we'd be in like week four, but I'd be referring back to week one or something like that. It all ties in together. It's not all about marriage and stuff like that, which was, originally what I thought as I started picking it up. I'm like, oh boy. But it was good. It was very helpful.
Right, and you were making, I believe you were making those connections to week one, rather than me, directing that. So, sometimes that we talk about on this show the difference between counseling and coaching. Okay,
Yep.
counseling sometimes has more a direct approach to it, almost kind of like a psychologist or a doctor patient thing. We don't have that in coaching, like you said, that we had that kind of freedom to talk to each other as contemporaries, for the most part, right? And as time went along, how did your mindset change? Like you said in the beginning, you were skeptical, I guess might be the best word. But toward the end, 6, 7, and 8, how what was your mindset like then?
I mean, it was, you know, looking back at the whole process, I mean, you know, it's not just about me. It's about, you know, who I was involved with, you know, at work and what got me to the point of, you know, obviously meeting with you and so forth. But it's everyday life stuff that I can use. I mean, you know, not that I was some lunatic running around, you know, cut the work, but, you know, it just, I started slowing a lot, you know, as reading the book, I started taking some of the exercises and applying right. them every day, not just at work, but at home, you know, slow down my talking, you know, right. take a deeper breath and, you know, just maybe put yourself in the other person's shoe and what maybe is going through their mind, you know, to get them to act the way they do and so forth. And, you know, it just is a lot of good stuff and you have to work at it. I mean, you know, it's not just like, okay, read it and I'm good to go. You got to work at it every day and every hour, every minute of the day, right. you know, and there's times I catch myself kind of steering off to the right and I got to reset and come back into the center lane. But a lot of good stuff in the book for sure. And our conversations, you know, like you said, they're more coaching. You know, the way you asked your questions, you know, you didn't disagree or agree with me. You know, sometimes you'd be like, yeah, I get it. I see where you're coming from, but you can't do that. You know, it wasn't so textbook,
right.
You know, with, you know, talking to you and so forth.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. And correct. Another thing I want to, while it's on my mind is, we didn't spend a lot of time on what I might say the precipitating incident, right? I mean, yeah. we might have spent 15, 20 minutes on the first session, and then that was that. We just kind of left it behind, right?
And yeah, for the most part. I mean, I think occasionally I would go back to it more than you.
Oh, absolutely.
Just because, you know, I'm thinking, okay, you know, this is what got me to that point.
Right.
And you'd say, well, I remember one question was, what one thing got you there?
Yeah.
And I said, it wasn't just one. It was a combination of a lot of things very quickly. But yeah, you're right. We didn't really, you know, every week talk about it and stuff like that.
I just wanted to highlight that because there's a tendency for some folks in the executive coaching sphere or management coaching sphere to kind of center the whole damn thing around the mistakes, you know what I mean? Or the precipitating incident. And man, that is not, first of all, it's not a good rapport builder. Number two, you know, as coaches, you know, we believe that you're not your mistakes, but you are who you become, right? It really is moving forward. Incorporating some new information, some new ideas, discussing it kind of collegially, discussing some of the concepts and even true to form. And I'm so glad that we did this. I pretty much left the homework assignments to you. I'd say, what, read this range of pages, right? But you got out of it.
Right.
Right. There's no rhetorical question here. What now? Then maybe a couple times. Like, hey, what about this? You know, but I really slipped it in gently, very subtle. But I mean, you know, just to make sure that there might have been a concept or two. But right, like you take in what's meaningful to you. You tell me what's meaningful to you, right?
Right.
And look, I know it seems common sense to you, but you know, I just wanted to get that out because we have a lot of coaches that look at this show and sometimes they get a little bit too directive, right? It's a temptation. Don't get me wrong. It's a temptation to be directive. But man, if you really, you got to sit back and kind of wait for it. Wait for the rapport to build. Wait for the flow of information, right? Wait for, you know, see what your client knows what they're saying, you know, and then weigh that out. Wait for it. And I think all too often, younger coaches, either young in their age or young in their career, will try to push. Now, another thing I want to bring up for our listeners, viewers, is this was a very traditional corporate sponsored type of thing. Okay. And in the parlance of EAP, which this was coaching, but we ran an eight session model, a very nice, tight,
structured
eight session model. So let me ask you about that. Did you feel like that was too much or too little or just right? Well, here we go. But anyway, what did you think about that?
I thought, you know, originally I was like, wow, eight sessions, man, that's long. But, you know, I actually felt it was just right. I'd, you know, read my chapters and do my homework, and not even homework, assignments.
It was.
And then we'd have our conversation once a week. And the time that we talked, it sometimes went like so fast. It was like there was times I couldn't wait to get to the next week to talk to you about what I read.
Exactly.
Because I really wanted to talk about it. But I thought that the time frame was just right. It wasn't just going through the motions. It was, you know, listen, you know, this is what it is. And, you know, I felt fine with the time frame and the commitment and so forth. I never felt it to be a burden at all.
Okay. Well, that's great. And I appreciate that. And sometimes, you know, that's great that you felt that way, and that we had that kind of relationship and chemistry and everything kind of went together. But, you know, some of these, if you will, packages, and I hate to sound too like the bit, you know, you as the coach, right, you know, gets a contract for an eight session run. Now, that said, I think our last session was, you know, it didn't go all the way, you know, to the full time. I think there was a couple times we just kind of came to a natural ending, and it wasn't a full 60 minutes or so. We had a good solid break, and that was a good, you know, a good time to take a break. I'm not watching the clock trying to ask you stall questions to get to 59 minutes.
No, not at all. I mean, there was times we probably went over the hour too. You
know? I think there were a couple times. Yeah. So no, man, having that flexibility and all that. So, well, I know Wayne has got to have a couple of questions or observations. Well,
I'll tell you what, you know, that Andy, thank you for coming on. By the way, my son's name is Andrew, so I already like you. But you have said exactly how I felt, because I was coached and counseled both by Bruce also. And so what you bring to the table today, man, that is so real. I mean, look at it goes – it's a lot different than what you think is going to be going into it. I mean, when you said that, I went, holy mackerel, boy, is that the truth. For me, being a client. Yeah.
The one thing I'll say about Bruce that he was very compassionate about how he talked to me, and he knew I was feeling pretty down and out, and, you know, like, oh, boy, I'm in the deep doghouse.
Right.
And yeah. You know, he tried to, you know, reinforce to me that, okay, you know, I wouldn't say you're deep in the doghouse. You might be in the shallow doghouse, but look at what the company's doing to support
you. There you go.
And, you know, as much as I felt, I felt, you know, very humbled by it, because that's not me. And, you know, 59 years old and going through, you know, this was an eye opener. It definitely hurt the ego. But Bruce, you know, kind of tried to build me up and like, don't beat yourself down too much. You know, it happens more than you think.
Hey, listen, I'm one of them. I'm one of them too. And I feel the same way. He didn't make me feel as guilty as I made myself feel. He actually brought me up. And just like you said, Bruce, you were talking about maybe you hit on the main topic, the first session, 15 or 20 minutes or whatever it was. And then that was behind you.
Right.
You know, and then you went on, and it's improvement from there on, and it's all positive. And, you know, Bruce is, I'll tell you what, Andy, this ought to be an award show for Bruce.
I don't want it to be that way, really.
No, but listen, I'm telling you what, Bruce is a real guy. Maybe that's the way I felt about it. He's a
guy. Exactly.
And I'm telling you what, nothing, you could say anything and you just felt comfortable. He didn't draw it out of it. He just made, he's a man's man. So it just kind of, that relationship.
The thing is, he gets it. You know, he gets it. You know, he's not textbook. He's just himself. And, you know, the biggest word you said, Bruce, is coaching. It's like, you know, having a beer with your friend and just saying, hey, listen, you know what? You screwed up, but we'll get through it.
Yep.
I'm here to help you. Let's do it together. And, that's
see, there is that delicate balance of don't want to put lipstick on a pig or bullshit you or, oh, it's no big, go the other direction with it either, right? So you have a little bit of tension on the line about, hey, look, like you said, this was a little bit of a setback in the beginning, but like you said, you know, you had some subsequent discussions. I reminded you in a loving way that, you know, your company, if they didn't like you,
you're right.
They wouldn't have done this, right?
Exactly. But, you know, you took the time to make me feel and get my head feeling that way because, listen, I have a lot of confidence and this was certainly a reality check of, whoa. And you know what? I'm not saying I'm glad it happened, but, you know, it's probably made me a little bit humbler, made me probably a better manager, made me realize that, you know, we're dealing with a different generation now. And, you know, not glad it happened, but I think I'll walk out of this and I have a better person, father, wife, husband, manager, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, there's so much to gain from the material and some of the takeaways from our time together. So that really do, you know, have some pretty far-reaching good consequences to them, you know. It's kind of weird, right? I mean, being a coach really is who we are as a person, right? And Andy, I don't know, I know you don't know Wayne, but Wayne he's sold or been responsible for selling what, tens of millions, if not over $100 million worth of stuff in your industry, or hundreds of millions. I mean, God Almighty, I couldn't say that. You know what I mean? I could anyway. So I'm just saying, you know, boy. And so Wayne's experiences are extremely profound, but just a little bit, more toward the sales and motivating people and that type of thing. I do a similar thing, but it's, you know, a little bit different, but. So part of it is who we are as people, and I appreciate the kind words, fellas. But at the same time, I ain't gonna lie to you. A lot of, you know, I have some training, man. I really do have some training underneath all the good stuff, right? I mean, I've been trained a lot of years of college, a lot of training, and you know, a lot of trial and error. You know what I mean? Working with people, you know. What we did together, Andy, was a result. Yeah, I mean, I'm the vessel that delivers the coaching, right? It's mediated through me as a person, but make no mistake about it. I mean, it was fairly thoughtful what I was doing. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't doubt that.
Yeah,
I can see that. I mean, you definitely got, you know, a motive behind the madness and how you approach it. But, you know, yeah, you have a lot of experience and schooling, but you know, it's like a doctor. They get a lot of experience too, but sometimes their bedside manner just isn't there. You have that.
And that's what wins the difference. Yeah.
And that's the difference.
Yeah, that's
what, at least for me, it was.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I think that's the lesson. I mean, in men coaching men or coaching men executives or managers or leaders, there's certain traits that we all have that you got to connect into those traits or states or whatever. Wayne doesn't, man. Wayne is master in his own way. I mean, he's black belt ninja, man. I'm kind of the yellow belt behind him.
Oh, get out of here.
Anyway,
But I've learned a lot of some of the techniques from being with you, Bruce. I mean, certainly, yeah. You know, you.
So yeah, there's some things that I, you know, want other coaches to hear this, you know, hear it from a consumer. And you know, this is unscripted, man. We did not sit there in a room and say, okay, this, you're going to say this, and you're going to say, I mean, this is definitely a free flowing conversation that we're having here. And another thing, Andy, I want you to, you know, talk about if you can, is your belief now about companies sponsoring select employees that may need coaching, and what your thought is on that.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, originally when, you know, this first happened, you know, I think I said, yeah, I said, you know, I know this isn't free, you know, this is costing the company some money. So obviously they feel I'm worth the investment and I appreciate that. So that being said, I said, you know what, I'm going to take advantage of this, not because I have to, but because they're making an investment in me. So I'm going to make it better. But, you know, I got to give my company kudos for supporting that and investing in me. You know, I think it's something, you know, it's a shame that it had to happen after the fact. I wish, you know, companies would do more of it preventively, you know,
right,
pre-incident instead of post-incident. But I get, you know, why they don't and so forth.
Right.
But I've now taken what I've learned from you, Bruce, and the 2 months that we worked together, is now I'm sharing that with my managers.
Right.
In a very roundabout way. But, you know, I've got the tools. I'm no expert, but I've got some of the basic tools that will help me now that I can pass along to them and help them with the day-to-day stress of work and home life or whatever. And I've used it with some, you know, some of my managers already. So, you know, I can't thank my company enough, you know, for supporting me in the decision they made.
Right. And it's a blessing, and I'm a blessing to have had a relationship with your company, but have had a relationship with your company, and that I know it's kind of a love fest, but they, you know, they believe in the way I deliver my services in such a way that it's a good fit for their staff. Obviously there's some things about my background and law enforcement and other stuff that kind of resonate, I think, kind of good for guys in y'all's sector and field and stuff like that. And we won't get, you know, into that. But another thing I want to say is that here, you know, this is an example of somebody learns some material and learns some new ways to respond and incorporates that into his life. And I really think some life-changing things have happened here in 8 weeks. I absolutely believe that, you know.
I agree 100%. 100%.
Okay.
I'm a born again man, but I've definitely seen a change on my end of how I just deal with everyday
issues. As it pertains to certain issues, right? I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I'm saying you're a new man all the way around or whatever, but I'm just saying as it pertains to the issue that got you to see me, you know what I mean? Hands down.
Absolutely.
And people can learn things. You know, a lot of guys will think, you know what? But F it. That's just who I am. This and that. And yet, no, you can teach. And I'm an old dog. Wayne's an old dog. So we'll talk about these two guys. You know, you can teach an old dog. You know what I mean? New tricks, right? Mm-hmm. And there were two things. One, the material. Two, the discussion. But three, you know, your mindset, okay? You really didn't have too many self-limiting beliefs. You had some, and they were expected, right? But you really got on your mindset to kind of move forward and think forward in your mindset, right? Despite the circumstances that got us to me being in front of you. But you kind of got on it, man. And so, you know, mindset, we talk about that in coaching. I know this is just a...
But listen, Bruce...
Hopefully it'll come back anyway. But mindset really, really helps, and you showed the mindset that was necessary.
Yeah.
So it's just that synergism between your mindset and the material and the discussion equals what you come out of the coaching experience with.
Well, you know, if you go into it without an open mind and you're just going to go through the motions, then it's just a matter of time before it's going to happen again. Right, and you're not going to get that second chance, you know. And I just felt like, hey, the company's making an investment in me, and I want to give them a return on their investment.
I'll tell you what, Andy, it's funny. I've met with one other client of Bruce's before. Actually, it was kind of, we did a joint session with Bruce or something. But to hear you today, just, it blows me away, because I started seeing Bruce for personal reasons, and he just how he brought it around. And I wasn't, a company didn't sponsor me, but a friend recommended Bruce. And, you know, he says you can't change an old dog. Well, yeah, you can. Even the Bible talks about that. But I just want to say that it made Bruce can get you on a path of, if your heart's open and your desire is, I won't use the word Bruce. That type of coaching can get you on a track of transformation. And yep. it worked for me, and it hasn't stopped working for me. And then I coach now, and it helps me very, very much in what I do. So my hats go off to you. It's amazing what coaching and counseling can do for somebody.
It's huge. It's definitely a game changer. And, you know, listen, I've never really had this type of coaching before.
Me too.
And, you know, you think you're always doing it the right way, and that's, you know, that like Bruce said, that's who you are, you know? No, that doesn't, it might be who you are, but it doesn't mean that's how you have to be.
Remember, Bruce, I said the same thing. Well, this is how I am, Bruce. You know, this is me.
Yep. You know,
this is my belief. And we all have that, I think, and we get that. You said it in the beginning, Andy, when you were talking about ego. Oh, boy. I learned a little bit about how to be humble too. And when you can humble yourself, it makes us all a better person. So
yeah, it just makes you kind of double check and say, you know what, okay, you're good, but maybe you're not as good as you think you are, and that's okay. And Bruce can probably tell you that was one of my biggest issues, is, you know, the you know, feeling the way I felt, and, you know, this is hard. It's, it's an adjustment for me. You know, I feel like I let a lot of people down. I let myself down. It was an embarrassment. All those things. And, you know, for the coaching I got, I was pretty open. And I did a lot of listening, but I did a lot of talking too. And if it wasn't the right person who I was talking to, I wouldn't have talked a whole lot, to be honest with you. It would have been a lot of one word answers. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah, right. You know, and I think that's the biggest thing that helped me, being able to just feel that comfortable to talk, you know, and not be judged or any of that, you know?
Well, I'm so happy that Bruce invited you on the show, because I'm going to tell you, it's touched me personally. So I just hope that everyone listening to this feels the same, because Andy, it's a personal thing for me. We don't know each other, but you have touched a personal part in my heart, and I really appreciate your being so honest and being on this show, because man alive, this, Bruce, if I could say as a coach, this, you, money cannot buy what Andy has been talking about. No amount of money can buy that feeling that if you've helped somebody as a coach, you can, money can't buy that.
Right.
I mean, so Andy, just to, you know, you're just amazing. And I just really appreciate you being on this call today.
Right.
Well, I appreciate that. And I did tell Bruce, you know, once this was over, I could have just said, boom, I'm done. See you later. And, you know, me and Bruce talked a couple times afterwards. And I said, you know, Bruce, and I know he does some work with our company still. I said, I'll be more than happy to be a mentor to somebody to let them know what it's all about, because I'm fairly well respected in the company. I've been around a long time. My, you know, people know who I am, and you know, if I can help one person, then I'll be more. And I'm not afraid to tell, I'm not afraid to say, listen, I screwed up, you know, and
hey,
I can help you.
And who's to say, who's to say? I mean, you see, an example of this is Wayne. He's sitting up there in the corner. Who's to say that you might not want to get trained as a coach yourself? Yeah. And then once you move on to the next thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Trainer or whatever, you can be a consultant and do this, right? Because you would certainly understand, you know, at least this type of thing. And you can be a consultant with a lane that looks like that, you know, and that's fine, you know, because you know what, you know, the lane, you know what I mean? And so, I'm not trying to force you into becoming a coach, brother, but
you hiring?
But it's always an option, you know,
you hiring.
Hey, well, call me after the show, brother. You know, me, you and Wayne could do some damage out there. No, but seriously, there's always room for this, you know, and there's always a need, you know, and it's just finding the need. I do want to say another thing for the coaches. So the mechanics of the session, right? Mechanics of the session. First session, we talked, did a little bit of what would be an assessment, if you will, in terms of me asking Andy questions about his. Not only the incident, but his job, how long he'd been on the work, a little bit of family, a little bit of demographics on the family, didn't pry too much. Hey, you know, the usual stuff, you know, football, a couple of fun things. But also on the first session, man, I was really keen on asking what he thought was next in terms of next positions inside the company, or even when he thought, you know, you know, you get to retirement age sooner or later, whatever, you leave the company and you do something else, or you get to retirement, whatever. What he had thoughts about that. And you shared with me about your wife's business and whatnot. And that's exciting. And kids, a little bit about the kids and everything, and what they're, you know, and what you're doing and stuff like that. So we had a real good balance there to getting to know the person. Then there was the reading assignment that went throughout to the very end, maybe not the last session, but all the rest of the meet sessions, 2 through 7, had a reading component to them that had, right, your I don't want to say homework, but homework, right, mm-hmm. that you send me an email with your observations of what you made during the week, okay? So session number two, hey, how's it going? How's your day? Anything going on? And check for here and now type of stuff. Start the session with here and now. Is everything going okay? You know, anything, any problems with, you know what I mean? In your face type of stuff right now. So, and then we kind of, okay, well, what'd you think about the reading? Global questions. What did you think? What'd you get out of it? Okay. And then you would kind of naturally go through, right, the first thing that you had written, right, in the homework. We discuss it. And we go to the next, you know what I mean? And the next thing. And if I thought that we were in behind time, I'd rush it, you know, I'd get you through it. If we didn't, anyway. So what happens is you have that foundation to fall back up on, the didactic reading and the assignment. So there's never a dull moment, really, right? Because we're talking about something that was meaningful to you, clarifying it, expanding upon it. Then once it's kind of done, it's done. We move on to the next thing, right? Clarify it, expand upon it, right? And so, and then before you know it, right, the session is complete for the day, but it was based on you.
Right.
Right? You you set the tone. Yeah, I gave you the book to read. Obviously, it's the it's like the blackjack dealer. but had Vegas odds on what you were reading. But anyway, any thoughts on the structure of the sessions?
You know, the one thing I noticed is that you know whatever I got out of the chapters that I read was what we talked about. I think there might have been one or two times where you said, well, what about that one part? Because obviously that was a key point, and maybe it wasn't to me or whatever, but maybe it was important to the overall, you know,
right,
thing we were trying to accomplish. So, right, you know, you would steer me in that way. But mostly it was what I thought was important, what really, you know, I gravitated to, and that's really what we talked about. You were never trying to steer me in the direction you wanted me to go.
Right.
You know?
And that's the essence of coaching, folks. Thank you. God, I couldn't have scripted it better. Right, Wayne?
That's
it. That's the essence. Good coaches ask good questions, right? And they don't steer. Sometimes we got it, brother. Sometimes. But like you said, it was very, very gentle, and if there was something I wanted you to take a tune to, is just because I wanted to make sure that you got an extra few grains of salt on your eggs.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you would ask me that question, you know, you'd say, well, what about this one piece, yeah, Andy, or whatever? And, you know, we'd start talking about it. But I think that's why I was more open, is because you let me talk about what was important to me, not to you, you know, and you still got your point across, and you know,
right,
you got it going, you know, so it wasn't just, you know, it just, you have a way about yourself of getting people to talk and still accomplishing what you need to accomplish.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? Exactly. So,
well said. Well said.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And it was well said. And all I'm trying to illustrate to other coaches is that, particularly the younger ones, they don't want to, you know, blow their wad or whatever the first in business, you know, what are we talking about now? We really just pace your person and have enough material, right? Look, you and I got a lot in common, Andy. I ain't gonna lie. We're about the same age, and
yeah,
you know, we got, you can kind of tell, like, you know, this guy's a, like you said, guy's guy or whatever. So yeah, it makes it easier. However, let's say I was 28 years old or something, you know, anyway, but you still have, you know, we still have that material to kind of fall into. And so the, you know, some people try to do it freestyle. Oh, I'm so good. I can do this freestyle, man. I don't need any crutch of a book, man. I don't know. I don't think that's the case, particularly on an anger, you know, issue. I think sometimes having a story or a book of some, you know, some degree that talks about some good concepts is a real good balance. So hopefully you felt that way, even though the book didn't fit, right? But that's kind of that's ironic, right? Like, okay, this isn't fitting, but look over here. And so, yeah, it's a good thing.
You know, the book, okay, the story might not have been, you know, the situation, but everything that dealt with the story tied into anybody's real life, you know, that was the gist of what I got. Yeah, the first time I started reading, I'm like, what is he making me read here? And I really said, I don't have a problem with my wife, but all the things that created the problem in the book for the husband and wife is things that everyday people deal with, you know, and.
Right.
So, you know, the two characters doesn't really matter. It's the guts of the book that made right. The difference. You know, those are just characters in the book in my eyes.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Oh, I'm just shaking my head.
It was, you know, I don't know. You just made it very easy for me to want to do it, you know, and I think I might have said earlier is that, you know, you could have went through the motions. I could have went through the motions.
And oh yeah, what a disaster!
Get paid, and I'm no better off. The thing that I admire about you, Bruce, is you actually cared. You were invested in the process. And, you know, when somebody shows that investment, you know, hey, I'm going to give them everything I got. And same thing with my company. My company gave the investment. So like I was telling Wayne when you fell offline for a second was, my company invested in me. I got to give them a return on their investment now.
All right. That, yeah.
You know, Andy, what you said there reminds me, I heard a long time ago, you said about Bruce's, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And when you get that, boy, you listen, you pay attention then. If you know they care, and that caring part is, holy cow, that's big on the list.
And that's going to be hard, too. And that's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Somebody like Bruce that and other coaches, they do this every day. How many times a day? And to still feel like you're that one person that he cares about.
Yeah.
I mean, God bless you. That ain't easy.
Here's what Bruce says.
There you go. The ears. Listening. There you go, man.
Yeah. Hey, that takes a special person to be able to do that.
Right. But I run a boutique practice. I'm not seeing, this isn't a cattle operation over here.
Right.
I'm not seeing 20 people a day. I got plenty of mental space to focus on my clients. And that's another thing that's a blessing for me, that I have I've structured this practice in a way that I can really focus on my clients and think about them and what I'm doing, every single one of them. And
it shows. And it shows.
But I'm just saying.
This award goes to you, Bruce.
Yeah.
This award goes to you, Bruce.
Oh, man. What is that?
It's a trophy.
I got a trophy. Thank you. Yeah. Real quick, so I want to ask you another question while we got some time here. We're looking at here 6 minutes. Okay, just under 6 minutes. We're good. One of your assignments, Andy, was to go back to one of your leaders in the organization and talk about that and tell us, was that awkward? Did you feel like I was putting you back in the lion's den? Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, so, I mean, two things to that. I mean, you know, part of my, you know, reset was to go back to some of the people that were involved in my situation and, you know, apologize. And, you know, that wasn't hard at all. I mean, it was humbling. It was a little bit embarrassing. And I told him, you know, I had to reach out to my VP of HR and talk to him. And, you know, I had no problem calling him. We have a fairly good relationship, but I totally respect his position. It's not a, oh, well, I know him, so he's my friend. He's a working colleague friend. I consider him a friend, but I know where to draw the line. And, you know, I just told him how I felt and, you know, I appreciated what they have done for me. And, you know, he was, you know, very honest and, you know, he made it very clear that I was more than, you know, respected in the company. We wanted to do the right thing by you, Andy. You know, I'm glad we were able to. I'm glad you took it seriously. That makes, you know, because we wouldn't do this just for everybody, you know. And that kind of finally, I don't want to say made me kind of feel like I was out of the doghouse, but it made me feel better.
Yeah.
And I want to prove to them, you know, that I'm back at where I used to be and even better. And he made me feel that way and supported me through this whole process.
Right.
Didn't make me feel like, you know, just supported me through the whole process. Right. Understood what I was going through and, you know, never said, well, hey, listen, you put yourself in this position. You know what? We're here to help you. And, you know, we'll get through this together. So that was the good part of it.
Andy, I'm kind of repeating myself, but I'll tell you this: I got a lot out of this call, man. I'll tell you what it's like. There was a comedian back in the day. His name was Justin Wilson, and he was a Cajun comedian. And he said, If you enjoyed this half as much as I've enjoyed this, you've enjoyed it too damn much.
There you go.
Because I've enjoyed this so much, and I appreciate your being on here. I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate your humbleness. And, man, I'm telling you what, you got to be a great guy to work with because, man, I'm telling you, that's you're the kind of guy I'd go fishing with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, look, I do want to bring that up. I know I had to. It's crazy around here today, right, everybody? Anyway, the reason why I had Andy do that, because I think it was around week six or seven, so he could get a form of closure on his thinking, right? I could tell him till I was blue in the face, oh, they love you, this and that. But I think until he heard it from an executive that, all the stuff he just said, he heard it from the horse's mouth, right? He didn't hear from me. Like, of course, I'm going to, you're this and that. I mean, I'm a positive guy and support my client and all this and that. But at the end of the day, right, because, and again, this is, I don't want to say it's a guy thing, but I want, you know what I mean? I want him to, hey, I want you to hear from the horse's mouth, right? As a matter of fact, that person knew, they could tell by the tone of your voice that you, you know, had made, you know. I mean, they could just tell, like, they're like, guys have intuition as well. You know what I mean? So, I mean, they could just tell. So I just, and that's part strategy, but it's also good practice, right? I mean, I think that was a real helpful thing for you, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And I think the next step is when I eventually, you know, run into him in corporate or at a meeting or something, exactly. I'm actually looking forward to that, to just personally thank him. You know, listen, I want it behind me and it will be behind me, but I still think I owe him a face-to-face handshake and thank you and, you know, have him see it in my eyes, how I appreciate it.
And brother, you'll get it. Well, folks, we got 35 seconds. So that was a wrap. Thanks for coming on the show today. In the interest of time and our hard stop, thanks for coming on the show, Andy. Come back anytime. I appreciate everything, folks. Come by and visit our Apple Podcast, Concierge Coaches. We're on iHeartRadio. The shows are archived here on latalkradio.com. Go to the Concierge Coaches Show. We have every show. You can get the MP3 or the MP4 and download it. And we pay for all this stuff, so you guys can access the show for free. Again, thanks a lot to our guest today. And we'll see everybody here next time on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Take care, everybody.
Thanks again, Andy.
Thanks, Wayne.
Thanks, Andy.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.